And that's Pei Yomid Beis by the Mishnah. We're speaking about the Shiyurei Heitzor. Adomo. So Rashi says Adomo, this is in the French version, it is clay. Kechoysam Hamartzufin. This is the amount of clay that one could use to seal the Martzufin. What are Martzufin? So Rashi says Sakim. These were types of sacks, ha'asuyim miklipas eitz godl. It was made from the bark of a large tree. Shenoisim behem palkematye besvinis. V'chois menoisim. And they used to be sealed with this type of clay. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. V'chachomim oimrim kechoisim ha'igreitz. Kechoisim ha'igreitz, the way to seal the amount of clay that is necessary to seal a letter. Shechois min oisom shalo yikra ish behen, that no one should read the letter. Elamishen ishtalcholoi. Vishiyura darabonon zuta. And the shir of darabonon is much smaller than the shir of Rabbi Kiva. Zevel v'chol hadak. It seems these are types of inyonim which are good for fertilizer. Kidei lezabel kelach shel kruv. Seems I saw kruv is not the way I assumed the cabbage, it's kale. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. V'chachomim oimrim kidei lezabel krisha. The amount that is necessary to be mezabel leek. Chayil hagat, that is chayil hadak. So that has a shimush of zevel, a fertilizer, and we're speaking about a kelach shel kruv or krisha, which is very small. Chayil hagas, kedei litain al molei kafsit. We'll see exactly in the Gemara what this is. Kone, a reed, kedei lasois kulmes, and that one should be able to make a pen out of it, so then it has a chshivas already. Vim hoya ovo. But if this was a thick reed, which is not practical to use as a pen, hoimerusis, or it was broken or split, that also it can be used for a pen. So then we look at it can be used as fuel. Kedei levashel boy beya kala shebebeim, at enough fuel that one would be able to cook a beya kala shebebeim, exactly what this is, we'll see in the Gemara. Truf, it's already scrambled, unesuna be'ilfis, and is already put into the pot. So how much is necessary for how much fuel is necessary for a beya kala? The Svasemis brings down that the Rambam says that the ilfis has to be heated already. And then we measure the amount of fuel to cook it. He doesn't know a makir of the Rambam. Efshar pshat in the Sunna be'ilfis. What is the Mishnah telling us in the Sunna be'ilfis? L'chayre, if it is heated already, so perhaps that's the chiddush in the Sunna be'ilfis. If it's not heated, so pashtaitzach, you put it into the ilfis before you heat it up. So in the Ilfis, it seems the Rambam learned that he did Ilfis. Zogt Rashi. Krisha kafloit vishiyureho zuter mishel kruv. Al molei kafsit. Here we say we need an amount of chayil hagas to put al molei kafsit. Bigmore meforish. Kafsel sayodim truel belaz. The Gemara says this is a kav shel a trowel that is used for a siding. He puts the seed in it. Meruses saduk dokim harbe. There are many splits in it. K'moy vehika habayis agodol resisim. Beyakale bigmore meforishlo. Look the Gemara. Al molei kav seed, tone kedei litain al pi kav shel sayodin. it seems that what is the Gemara? The Gemara explains it. Tastes mole kafsid is very unclear. Kafsid. So the Gemara says al mole kaf shel sayodin. It seems from the Meiri that the amount of sand that is used to mix up in the sid, that is, that means if there was a standard size of the trowel that the sayyid used to use, and if this was full with sid, so the amount of chayil that is added to this mole kaf sayyid, kaf shol sayyidim, that is the amount of chayil that is a chashivis. Zakti Gebore, man tane de chayil mali leila sid. Who is the tane that holds that chayil is mali leila sid? Omar Rab Chizde, Rab Yehudi. The Sanye, we learned in the Baraisa as follows. Lo yosoid odom es beisoi besid. After the Chuban Abayis, a person should not be sod beisoi besid. Elim kein irev boi teven oi chayil. That means, the pure sid was a bright white, and it was too yontifdik. The house looked too nice. So memela after chuban abayis, there were geyser that he has to be ma'arev. It shouldn't be a pure sid. He has to be ma'arev in the sid teven oichol. The choil makes the color of the sid duller. Rabbi Yehuda Imer teven muta choil also. Mipnei shehu trachsit. Let us see Rashi. Lo yosaid odom es beise besid la'ache chubin mishum avele shal Yerushalayim. Teven oichol shelo yei lovom kol tochi. If it is not a pure white, some amele. So that's sufficient for the al tavelus of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda asels bechol trachsit. Sid chozek miskasha yoiser mishaim loy irev boy. So the Mefoshim explain as follows, that a person, from the way he's painting his house, he has to show avelis on chulban Yerushalayim. So if by adding the chol to the sid, one can think he's not doing it al tzavelis. He's doing it out poshet because it will last longer. So there's also no heiroas avelas. So since lemaise, the sid with an additive of chayil agas is very strong, chozok sid chozok emiskashe, so one does not see, even though it is duller than the normal sid, but one does not see a heiroas avelas. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is also. Al koponim, we see from Rabbi Yehuda that the choil is mechazik the sit. Okay, so it's machshiv the sit. Avazoi vaitar, he asks us to be sod a cheder with it. So b'meila, so the mission is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. It seems that the chachomim hold that a irav of choil is sufficient. So Mamelis, according to the Chachamim, why are they chaylik with Rabbi Yehuda? So it seems they don't hold that it's such a choshev sid. That means Rabbi Yehuda holds that the chayzik of the sid counteracts the dullness of the color, so that gufe is a gevaldik chshivis, which has alasit. It seems the Chachamim don't hold of this chshivis. So Mamelis, according to the Chachamim, you're not accomplishing anything by adding the chayl. You're just dulling it. Fakat, you're migareyeh. So this doesn't have a chshivis. So the mission is going only according to Rabbi Yehuda. That is what Rav Chizda said. Rava Amar afilu teime rabbonon kilkuloi zehu tikunai. Let us see Rashi. Kilkuloi zehu tikunai. That is true, that when you add chayil to sid, it doesn't make the sid better. Fakert, it makes it worse. It's not mechazik it. And fakert, the color is much duller than it was before. But kilkulay zeh tikunay. The kilkul, this alone is the tikun. Why? The lav the mikalkulay mashchira. If you will not be mikalkul the sid, and you will make it dollar lahayim mishteri, so you wouldn't be permitted to use it. Hilkach al kocha chode kashale, that it is shvel for the seed, it makes the seed worse. Mal yusehi legabe misharinam be, so fakel, so it is, so the shivis is that now this is you have a rabonish, you can have an, when you buy this seed, you have an OU on it. It has a hechsher, you can be using it. In taka the hechsher comes about because it is a mekulkul dike seed. It is not such a beautiful seed. It's vakel, so that has a cheshivis. So that kuv is a cheshivis. Now you have no problems. You can be messiah the whole cheder because it is a mekulkul dike seed. So kilkula is zeh tikkun. The rabbi said mefolshin kilkuloi loiven ze, even though you are mekalkel the loiven, aber tikunai leinyan chayzik. That means even though there is a kilkul, but there's a tikun also. The loini higali, the kilkul, that means that the chachamim are also meide to Rabbi Yehuda that there is a chayzik. Also made it, but they hold Isis Lagabi, the Isser, since it's Mikulko, they didn't answer. But they made it to it that there is a Chayzik. So Memele, so this Gufe has a Chshivis, that a person is Matzniya Chayl, such a Shir of Chayl Agas, in order to be Mechazik to sit. V'loi Nehirali, the Kilkulai, Zehu Tikunai, Mashmed the Shema Kilkul Mesaknoi. It would seem that the kilkul is the tikkun. Ulahai lishne ain shema kilkul misakna. Pshat is the avo, pidat is a kilkul. Ulavalama huskir kilkul kan ochi avale letrutsi. Neheida shchuri mashchir achzuki marzik. Even though, bitzad echot, there's a dullness, abon yisod, it's mechazik. It's not a kilkul. That means even though there are side effects, but it's mashbiach the seed, that the seed becomes strong. The Taisus HaRosh brings down that the Rivo, a very interesting kasha, the Rivo asked on Rashi's pshat, so it comes out that what the Mishnah says, that the shir of Chol Agat is kedei liten al molei kapsit, that this shir is only noig after Chulben HaBayit. That means after Chulban Abayis, you have to buy seed with a hechsher. You can't tamazay be sold a room. So memela. So this will be marshal. X amount of chayil agas will be marshal the seed. So this has a shir cheshivis. Is memela is so. Therefore, one is chayiv and the hoitzah of such amount of chayil. So he says, L'chayre, the Mishnah is not speaking about after the Chulb. Because after the Chulb, and he says, so what's the Nafkamina, what the Shir is? Chotzi Shir is also what's up to take out. So the whole all these Mishnayis, and Seif Klal Godel, and Amit Ziyayim, which speak about Shiurim, are only Nigeya Bishas Binyan Abayis. If a person took out a Shir, does he have to bring a Kolben? Is he Chayiv Skila? So because these shiurim were only negeya b'shas binyan abayis. B'shas chuvin abayis was geit meron. Because we see in Shulchan Aruch, these shiurim are not brought down. Because l'mais it's not negeya. So memela, so he says, so how could you say that this is a shiur that was nischadish after the chuvin abayis? If after the chuvin abayis, b'chlal it's not negeya, the shiurim. Why do we have to know exactly what the shiur is? Azayf rektari vo'af Rashi. So he answers, the Taisus HaRosh answers, the Nafkemine, the Chshiyebona Beis HaMikdosh, Yovi Chatos, now it's also Negei, Faker, after the Beis HaMikdosh. So we have to know, Agavuche, the Ber Heitev, in Simen Shinlamed Dalet, Sivkot Nechav Dalet brings down, Im Omar Avere Shechaev Oler Chatos, Yichtevena Bepinkis, Chshiyebona Beis HaMikdosh, Yiviyeno. It's Negei, I mean the Hanhoge that we had, and that you'd base them at base, that Rabbi Shmuel was Kaire Mate, and he said, he wrote down on his pinkis that the Shibonah Beis HaMikdash will bring a Chata Shemaneh, so this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So Mamela, so this is Nageya. This is Nageya Hastis. A person should know Hastis the Shiyunam Lakshiyabona Beis Hamikdash. Al Koponim, but actually we have another limud from this Taisvus Harosh. Melechera, we have to know if all the shiurim apply bizman hazeh. That means all these inyonim bizmaneyim, they had certain tzrochim. So memele, things were choshev bizmaneinu, and no one makes a pen out of a kone, and all these other things, we have different things. So lechera bizman hazeh, if the Mishnah is speaking about bizman habayis is good, bizman habayis is the criteria that Chazal had is was machshiv tevin moly people, whatever it is, all these shiurim were taket tog tegleche shiurim which were noig lemaise bizman habayis. But if we're saying that the Mishnah is already speaking about, I mean, chut, it's negeya that a person should write down in the pinkis, so it seems it's negeya filo bizman hazeh also. Even though by us, l'chayre, the shiurim, l'chayre, we would have zikha different shiurim, since we have different shimushim than they have. Zog the Gemara weiter. Kone, kedei, lasa, is kulmes. That the size of the kone has to be in order to the size to make a kulmes, a pen out of it. Tone, kulmes, hamagia, lekishre, etzvoisov. It has to have a minimum size that it could reach Kishrei Esbois. Boi Rav Ashi Kesher Ha'elyoin Oy Kesher Ha'tachtoin. Take. Zot Rashi. Kesher Elyoin Shel Emtza Hayad. Oy Kesher Ha'tachtoin Shel Emtza Ha'etzba. That means as follows. Kesher Ha'elyoin means where the Yad is mekusha with the etzbois. That means that's why with emtza yad means when the fingers end and the pieces hayad begins. That is kesher elyon. Kesher atachtain is the kesher amtzoi of the etzba. So that's a smaller shear. So that's the shaila of the gemara. What is the minimum size that we could use a kone for a pen? And the bubble is by a taiko. Vimhoya ovo, so then the chshivis of a kone is the fuel, the amount of fuel. Vimhoya ovo, tone trufe b'shemen unesune b'ilfes. Yeah, that is trufe b'shemen unesune b'ilfes. Omalei mar. It was Moisef. The brayse was Moisef trufe b'shemen. That the shemen, others say, trufa b'shemen, Rashi says, shema meheres levashla. That the shemen makes it able that one get cooked more quickly with less fuel. Trufa b'shemen and sudna b'ilfes. Omalei mar, berei de ravine lebrei. Mi shmielach beyo kalo mahi. He says, the Mishnah says, that the shir is beya kala shebebeyim. What is this beya kala? Omalei beyasa de tiltzala. The tiltzala saw, so Rashi says, oif cotton. It's a very small, it's a small bird, so it's a small beya. So yes, the my time, mishum de zutre. Because it's small, eime de tziparte. Maybe it's a tzipa, which it seems it's a smaller. Ishtik, so he didn't know what to answer. Omalei, so yes, the midi shmiel lechobaha. Did you hear anything, Abshad? Omalei, ochi, omar Rav Sheshes. Bey is talmi goylet. Omai, kori lo, bey okala. It's not a small egg, no shiel lechachomim, ein lecho bey okala levashel, yaisam I bey is talmi goylet. So this is cooked, this is the easiest to cook, so we need the least amount of fuel. So if one has enough fuel for a base on the goylis, so the mice is chai. Frag the Gemara, umayishna kol shiurei Shabbos kegroigris, vohoche kebeye. Chayrol sheyurei Shabbos, the sheir shivus of oichlam is greigris. Itzov is a greigris. Rashi says kol sheyurei Shabbos ba'oichlam chol itzosam uktzirosam utchinosam ki greigris. Everything is a sheir of a greigris. So meile. So now you have to have a fuel, enough fuel to cook. So lechayre the sheir should be also a greigris. Amalei ochi amar Rav Nachman ki greigres mi beya kala. Eina chanami. Ki greigres mi beya stana gaila shehimim vaheres levasho. Veloi ke beya shleimo shiure. Eina chanami. We don't mean how much fuel one needs to cook a whole egg. You don't have to cook a whole egg. Chshivis oichlam by Shabbos is a greigres. Ki greigres mi beya kala. Asked me, I saw someone was ma'irel, so what was the svara of his son? His son wanted to say, what's a beyakala? Beyakala is the beyosa de tziltzala, because it's very small. So l'cheira, what's the maila of a small egg? If the shir is begreigris, so ma'melos you'll need 5 eggs, so what is bechlal, the maila of a small egg? If there's a smaller egg, it's very difficult to understand what the pilpul was. Zakta Mishnah Vaita. Etzem kedei lasa is talvit. We have here a bone. Some of these bones are speaking about a klietzem that is made out of karnayim tlofim. That's called klietzem. So how big does it have to be? Kedei lasa is talvit. One could make a spoon out of a bone, so memela talvit kaf, a spoon. Rabbi Yehuda oimer kedei lasais mimenu chaf. So Rashi says, chaf, kosal kedaitoch to poisachas shel etzem atzmo, that the lak is made out of etzem, v'shiyuren nofish mitalvit. He says, the Gemara in the Havamina held, that chaf is not, we'll see later, there's a shayla what the chaf is, it's a part of the lak. Chassam Sofer says, that this is the bolt of the lak. The bolt of the lak is made out of etzim. See, the other chalokim of the lak could be is made out of eitz, that's how Rashi learned. But the Gemara and the Havamina learned that the whole lak is made out of etzim. So the whole lak is made out of etzim, so it's come out that Rabbi Yehuda is more machmer, is more makel than the Tanakhama. And that we're going to have problems with this. K'day lasa is memenu chav. Fine. So the Baal, it means a lak made out of karnayim or tlof. Schuchis, what is the minimum shear of schuchis? K'day ligre boi roish hakarkel. Kalko zaktrashi, eight yesh lo ergim, the weavers have a type of a stick, veroishai chat, and the spitz of the stick is very sharp, it's like a hook, and they used to use this kalko to separate the threads, when the threads got tangled up, so this kalko used to be able to hop on the thread and separate it. And since the sharpness of this tool was very essential, they used to sharpen it keseda with schuchis. So memele, if the schuchis is big enough kedei ligre by roisha kalko, so the schuchis has a chashivis, and therefore the zachia vaitzor. Tzroiroi even kedei lizroik ba'oif. If a person wants to chase away a bird, so if it's a tzreir or even that it's, he'll throw it at a bird, it'll mean something to the bird, so that is a cheshivis, so dichai. Abolozo bayakev oime kedei lizroik bebeheme. That doesn't have a cheshivis. People are not matznia tzreires avonim for birds. Rashi says kedei lizroik bebeheme. Loi torach inish lemishkol tzreir Mishum oif lavricha. A person wouldn't bother to pick up a tzreir to throw it down the bird. The bekola ba'alma derami le'ozelei can chase away a bird with screaming at it. the memele, a behemah you could scream at, and it'll ignore you. So there you have to speak a different language to a behemah. So there you need, hakeps a gesundestein, that'll understand that you mean business. The memele, if it has that shear, so then, the chayiv, that has a chshivas of heitzo. Lememre de shiure de Rabbi Yehuda Nofich. Frag the Gemara, the Gemara held in the Havamine, that the chaf, the way Rashi says, the chaf is the lock itself. And the lock made, the lock was larger than the talvet. Lememre de shiure de Rabbi Yehuda Nofich. Hakaimalon de shiure de Rabbono Nofich. What's got her kaim alone? The shira the rabbanan nafish. Rashi says gabi lasa is tlai. So we had before in the Mishnah machloikis what the shira of gemi is. So the Tanakam holds that the shira of gemi is to make a tlai, to make a holder, a hanger for a nafah of a kavara. And Rabbi Yehuda says you don't need such a big shira. That the size of the gemi that a person would could be mishayer, the size of a shoe of a cotton, so that's sufficient. So Rabbi Yehuda was machmer. And the Mefoshim explained what is the machloikis, that Be'emison, both these tashmishim were shchiach, more or less. The shimush of Rabbi Yehuda was less shchiach than the shimush of the Tanakama. V'afal pikein, Rabbi Yehuda held, since there was a mos shchiches in this shimush, this is enough to be chayivan. So the machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda in the Chachamim is not a protiistic machloikis by Gemi, what the shear of Gemi is. Now the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda in the Chachamim b'chlal is b'derech klal. Do you look at the most shchiyachtik shimush and you go there lahokul? Or if you have another shimush which is not so shchiyach but it's not called loy shchiyach, do you cheshbin with this shimush and go lahachmel? And this was Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So all of a sudden, why was Rabbi Yehuda here in Mekel? For Kaimolon the Shira the Rabbana Nofish, Omar Ula Chafi Paisachas. We are not speaking about the whole lot, we're speaking about the Chafi in the Paisachas. Now let us see Rashi. Chafi Paisachas, Shinayim Akvuyim Bo, the loy he atzmo. Not speaking about the etzem lak, we're speaking about the shinayim akvuyim bo. Now, we mentioned before, the Chassam Sofer says this is speaking about the bolt in the lak. Now these are the shinayim hakvuyim bo. It seems that there were two of them. Kvuyim, Rashi says later also Loshen Rab. The Chavetz Hashem seems to say that this is not the bolt, this is speaking about that this was in the lock, that one could be assured that with any key could not open up the lock. The shinayim was something that adjusted to the key of the balabais, that ensured that only the balabais could open up the lock. This is the shinayim of the Pesachas. Shinayim akvuyim bo, V'loi hi atzmo, v'oisim oisom me etzem. And these shinayim are made out of atzomis. Tanu Rabbono. Now we're going to have a brais in Hilchis Tume V'tare. Chofi Paisachas Tohirin. The Chofi Paisachas Mitzadatzmon is Tohir. That means if it is as yet was not attached in the lock. Kovon B'Paisachas. What happens if you attach it in the lock? Tameyim. Now it is tame. Vishel gal. Gal means if you have a lock that is put on the door. Afo pi shechibram bedeles vekovam bemisporim tohirim. Shekol amechuba lekarka hareyu kekarka. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Chofi Paisachas Tohoirim. The Cholzman Sheloi Chibrombo, Cholzman it was not attached to the lock, That means it is a part of a lock, because when it is attached to a lock, einam ru'uyim leklum, so it doesn't have a teres keli, so it's not mekabel tumah. That is the first halach of the Baraisa, chofi pesachas tahirim. If you attached it to the lock, then it is tumah. The kli etzem kichli matchis. Upshuteyim temeyim bahakel sheikhte. That means we have klolim and hilchas tumah v'tarim. We have a klal, that a kli etz is only mekabel tumah if it has a base kibble. A kli matris is mekabel tumah if it doesn't have a base kibble. So Rashi says, a kli etzem kechli matris upshuteyem tmeyem. V'hakel shoichtem. And Rashi brings a gemara in hakel shoichtem, which is a meir di kepele, we'll see in Taisvis. The gemara only says in hakel shoichtem as follows. Kli etzem ke kli matres. The Gemara is speaking about over there gilmei kli matres. There's gilmei kli etz and gilmei kli matres. Gilmei kli etz means that a person has a keli made out of wood and it is not complete, it's not finished. Gilmei kli etz are mekabel tumah, even though the finishing touches were not put to this keli, it has a shame keli without the finishing touches. Gilmei kli matches is not mekabel tumah. Kolzman, the finishing touches weren't done, it doesn't have a cheshivas of a keli, and memele, it is not mekabel tumah. There are two reasons in the Gemara why it is not mekabel tumah. And in these two reasons, there'll be a nafkemine if a kli etzem, a gilmei kli etzem, will be mekabel tumah. It's telling these two reasons. So one man, the Yomar, says, gilmei kli etzem, he said that loshen maybe is not gilmei, he says, kli etzem ki kli matches. And the pashtus of the Gemara is that just like kli matches, the gilmei kli matches are not mekabel tumah, so gilmei kli etzem are also not mekabel tumah. That's all what he said. And Rashi seemed to learn there that he said a yesod, that the whole tumas kli etzem is dumye to the tumah of a kli matches, and just like we know a kli matches is mekabel tumah, even though it does not have a base kibble, uadin a kli etzem. So memele with that, because Rashi had a kasha, This chofi is vinishvi, doesn't have a base kibble. So filu, when you attached it into the pesachas, into the lock, and now it has a shimush, it has a teres keli, but it does not have a base kibble. So Rashi says, it's no problem. The kli etzem kichli matris upshutayim tmeim. Rashi learned the Gemara kipshutay, kli etzem kichli matris legabi all hilchis tumim. I feel the gabi the din, not only gabi the din goylem, but also the gabi the din of that just like klimatris, pshuti klimatris amekabel tumah uadin pshuti kliyetz. So now Rashi asks Akash, ein ochenami, it is mekabel tumah because now it has a shame keli, you don't need a base kibble, but there's a new problem over here. It's mevi mishum de mechubel paisachas. Now it's a chelik of a lock, and we have a klal v'chol amechubel letoyer toyer. Kol amechubel letoyer is also toyer. So memeile. So why is it mekabel tumah now? And because Rashi in the Havamina held that the paisachas is made out of eight. And a kli etz is only mekabel tumah if it has a base kibble. And this kli etz doesn't have a base kibble. And for Rashi, yesh lo base kibble. Or mekabel mafteich. Yeah. There is a base kibble in the lock to be mekabel the key. So mele, it has a base kibble. So if it has a base kibble, so mele, if it has a base kibble, so it would be mekabel tumah. The Mefarshim ask, so why did Rashi need the hagdama before that pshuta kli etzim are mekabel tumah? That means if Rashi stels to the yesod of kol amachuba l'toyer toyer, so hu adin there's a klal amachuba l'tomei tomei. So memeila, so it's a safilu pshutikli yetzim wouldn't be mekabel tumah, it would be mekabel tumah out the peisachas. That kasha, the maramis, ksam seifa, but let's not go into that kasha. Well, kaponim, that's a ha'ora that they have kan rashi. Vishel gal, vima peisachas hazois eino shel kelim. If this lak is not a lak that is miyuchit for kelim, kagoin shel sheid or migdol, it's not used for a chest. Ela shel gal. Now what is a gal? K'moi truki gali. He should close the doors. K'goin dalsoi share yachotza. So af al pi shechibrom bepoisachas, even though he had attached the chofi to the poisachas. Aboho yul v'chibur ze bedelesi. But since this chibur is bedeles, bedeles, binyan mechuba lekalke, tohirim. So it is tohir. Now we have to realize that the lashon of the baraisa is very shver according to Rashi. Rashi tried to fix it, but it's still very shver. Because Rashi says as follows, that what is the tan? So the way Rashi says the chiddush of the Braisa is as follows: we had two dinim. A chofi is beetsem calls man that's not mechuba to the lak. It's tam as a nishkan keli because it's not roi leklu. When you attach it to the lak, so then it becomes a keli. Then it is mekabel tumah. So that is dafke a lak that is used for a keli sheida omigdol. But a lak that is used for a door. So even though, Rashi speaks that, even though, shechibro bepaisachas, so mitad the chibro to the lak, it should be mekabo tume, abahoyil the chibro zeh bedelesu, bedeles binyi mechuba lekarke tohirim. So we, the sibbe of, that it should be mekabo tume, is the chibro to the paisachas. The reason that it is not mekabo tume, because lamaisa, the paisachas is mechuba to the delis. That's how Rashi says it. So without looking in the Baraisa, it's ganz fine. But when we look in the Lashon of the Baraisa, it's shreklach. V'shel gal, let us look at the Lashon of Baraisa. Af al pi shechibrom bedeles. Af al pi shechibrom bedeles. V'kovam b'mismorim. So this is not a reason. What's the af al pi? Af al pi means, even though, so it should be mikabel tume, tohirim. Verkehrt, the chibron bedelis v'kovam b'mismayrim is a reason for tare, not a reason for tume. So Rashi says, ava vishe chibron b'peisachas, hoyul v'chibron ze bedelis. So Rashi puts a hoyul, so if Rashi had a different gil, so it would be beautiful. We'll add a word, ava vishe chibron b'peisachas, hoyul v'kovam bedelis b'mismayrim. But the gil said that what we have is very schwer according to Rashi. Taisvis and the Afpeyam at base. Lememre di shiure de Rab Yehuda Nofish. The Av al Gav. Taisvis, because the Gemara held that the Chofi is larger than the Talvid. Taisvis, the Av al Gav, the Ashkechen Talvid should go to Harbe. We find spoons that are very large. Kidiyamah binoze beperik kain godel, kabi mole talvid rekev, the spoonful of rekev, kame sheyurek, how big is this? Omar mole cheskiyama, mole pieces yad, rabbi yechenen ome, mole chafono. So speaking about big spoon, so lechayo this is even bigger than a chop. Osam vadi mairi, the Talvid Godel, Kedisnan, Bemeseches Kalem, Beperk Yazain, Shomar Mide Gase, Mole Talvid Rekev, Kamole Talvid Godel Sharifim. Avalochi Leitsoi Shabbos Midi the Choshev Bina. The Talvid Kotten Choshev Uharbe. So Memele, that's why the he Yezicha don't need a big spoon. So therefore the Gemara held that is speaking about a small spoon. Chav salke daito. shuhu chaf gal, the Gemara Rahava Mina, that it was the chaf, not the way Rashi says, that it was the lalak. Salke daiter shuhu chaf gal, shuhu gadol, godel. Mishani bechafi paisacha shehen ktan. We'll see, Tosis has a different shot in the Gemara, so we'll see that the chaf works on the, can they have a chaf without a paisacha? So the Mela, there's a chaf, and we'll say this is a bolt, so a chaf, gal shehu gadol, no mishani bechafi paisacha shehen ktan. Let us see, chafi paisacha tahirim. Perish bekunterish shinayim shel etzem, the noisnim oisam bepaisachas, liftoyach, liftoyach. Paisachas shel eitz, liftoyach. Now, this word liftoyach is not too clear. If you learn according to the Chayfet Hashem, liftoyach, that means that this is put into the lock that you, to ensure that no one should open it up except the one that has the correct key. Maybe liftoyach is good. If it means the bolt, and it's the way the Chassam Sofer says pshat in the chofi, so then it's, the Rashi doesn't say this. B'chal this Rashi, we don't have in Rashi. The nois namoisam bepaisachas is put into the pesachas shel eitz, liftoyach. I think the Chavetz Hashem says that Tosis learned that Pesachas is a key, not a lock. Then it makes sense. V'nois noisim b'Pesachas liftoyach. V'koydim shalai nikvu, ein ru'uyim liklum. But before you attach it, it's worthless. Kovon b'Pesachas. But if you kaveid it b'Pesachas, t'meyim. The kli etzem k'matches u'pshutayim t'meyim. That after you put it in, it's mekabel tume al pshutei kli etzem. V'hi mishum de mechuba l'paisachas. Rashi, yes, but how could it be mekabel tume? It's mechuba l'paisachas. Pesachas is shaleit. A mechuba l'toyer toyer. Pesachas yesh lo beis kibul. Mekabelas mafteyach. So now Tosfos takes apart Rashi. Umasha Perish, that what Rashi said, the Pshute Kli Etzem Tmeyim Kida Oma Ba'akil Shoichtem Loi Dok. Rashi was not Medayik at all, because the Gemara there is not speaking at all about Pshute Kli Etzem or Pshute Kli Etz, Pshute Kli Matris. The Hosom Loi Ayri Elo Begelme Kli Etzem. The Gemara is speaking about that girl may kli yates are mekabel tume. Girl may kli matches are not mekabel tume. And the shail is what with girl may kli yatsum. So one man the Yoma says kli yatsum ke kli matches. The horsam loy mairi elo be girl may kli yatsum. Avul pshute kli yatsum. Hotnan, we learned a mishneh, umaisi lo be perikame, kli eitz, kli oir, kli yatsum, kli schuchis, Pshutayim tahirim, enough in the Mishnah. Pshutay kli etzem is toyer. So this other achayim want to say that Rashi learned midrabbonon its tummy. That's pshat in the Gemara. Kli etzem ke kli matris. That the kapanim is makabel tumim midrabbon. Uma shepirish the chofin hein shel etzem. Now Rashi learned this whole beraisa. Now, the chofin of the Mishnah is zicha speaking about kli etzem, that's for sure. Etzem, abiyudai mikdei lasis men al chot. But this beraise that the Gemara brought, which is oisik now on hilchis tumme vetare, so Rashi learned, if the Gemara brought it, so it's a hemshech of the previous Gemara. So it's mustama, just like the previous Gemara is speaking about a chofi that is made out of Kli Etzem, so the Baraisa is also speaking about that. And this Tosis wants to be Chaylik. Tosis holds that this Baraisa is not speaking at all about a Chofi that was made out of Kli Etzem. Now let us see in a minute. Umashe Pirish, the Chofin Heim Shel Etzem, Koshalari, the Gabi Kli Matris Misnaye Betesefte de Kalem. This Baraisa is learned Lagabi Hilchas Kli Matris. It speaks about the Chofi and the Pesachas and the Gal, everything is speaking about by Kli Matches. It's not speaking about Bechlal by Kli Yetzer. V'oid, the E b'shaloi nikvu ein l'uyim l'klum, the second it. That, the first thing, that before you put it into the lock, it is not the loy for anything, that's why it's toyer. And came pshita the toyer, so it's push it. Why do you have to say it? Uma shepirish. Shepaisachas yeshla beis kibul a kabul hamavteyach. That's what Rashi says. That a Pesachas has a beis kibul a kabul hamavteyach. Holy choshev beis kibul. That is not considered a beis kibul. She'ein hamavteyach osi letaltai de oisei beis kibul. The gather of a beis kibul is dum yedisak. Now just like a sack, the purpose of the beis kibul through which one carries chafetzim in this beis kibul. So for Ektach Taisvis, that is true. You put a key into a lock, but you don't carry the key through the lock, so it's not an oifen, it is not dum yedisak. Lechoshu beis kibul, shein ha-mafteyach osi litaltil al yedei oisei beis kibul. You don't carry the key by carrying the lock. And where do we see that this is the lomdus of beis kibul? So Rashi himself said it. We heard in the Mishnah before, k'moy hakiteya yoitzei bekav shaloi. Akiteya goes out with a kav. So the Mishnah says that the kav is toil. She'ein boy beis kibul ksisin. The pirish bekunteris, that means even though in this kav there's an indentation to stick in his shoik, afal pikein, this indentation is not considered a beis kibul unless there was made an indentation, a groove to put ksisim there to cushion the shaykh when it fits in there. So then it's holding something, it's holding the ksisim. But if it does not have a base kibul ksisim, even though that there's a mokim to hold the shaykh, that's not considered a base kibul. The perish bekunteris, Rashi explains it, the mashemeniach roi shaykhai besoichai lechoshiv base kibul. She'ein ha-shaykh mitaltal al yodai, fakert. The kav does not carry the shaykh. It's the other way around. The shaykh carries the kav. So memele, so that is not considered a beis kibul. So we see the criteria of a beis kibul means that this is also to carry something else al yodai. The mafteyach is not also to carry the key al yodai. So memele is not considered a beis kibul. Va'oi. The Pirish Rashi says, the Pesachas Geiremes Tumelechav. Rashi says that the Pesachas is Geirem Tumelechav. Adarabe. Snan v'meseches Kalim, v'perik Yud Gimel, Pesachas shel Eitz, v'chofin shel Matritz, Tmeya. Pesachas shel Matritz, v'chofin shel Lo shel Eitz, Tahira. So it seems that the Iker Tume is totally what the Chofen is. If the Chofen is Shal Matres, Pshutikli Matres are Mekabel Tume. If the Chofen is Shal Eitz, so Pshutikli Eitz are not Mekabel Tume. Alme Bosa Chofen Ozlin. If I care, the Iker is totally in the Chofen. Not in the Pesachas. Va'afo gav the Mashmed Osik Rab Nechemye. So it seems this Mishnah is going according to Rab Nechemya, which we had Rab Nechemya before. Loi ozu boser maimid ala boser tashmish, v'haynu choysim. We had before that if a person has a ring that is made out of almoik, eitz, and there's a choysim of matres. So according to Rab Nechemya, the ikir is the tashmish of the ring, which is the choysim. So it is mekabel tumen, because the achaisim is a kli matres, pshute kli matres, which is mekabel tumen. According to the chachomim, you go basa the maimid. The maimid is pshute kli eitz, which are not mekabel tumen. So it seems this Mishnah that says that the tumen of the Pesachas is dependent on what the chofin are made out of, it seems that is going according to Rav Nechemya. is bereise de schmeite nami nire le rida osi kibose. Diktoni seife de hoche taba shal matris vachoshim shal ilmi grab nechemia metaya. Seems that in this bereise there's such a seife. So al kalponim, so therefore Tosis Bechlal does not want to learn like Rashi. Venire le rida. The Bechofen Shal Matres Ayri. Yesod number one, we're speaking about Chofen Shal Matres. Yesod number two, Va'af al pi sheloi nikvu, even though the Chofen was not set in into the Pesachas, Ruy meim k'tzas litnam b'Pesachas. They can be used in a Pesachas without putting them in officially. That means you could use it for a Pesachas without being koiveir in the Pesachas. So memele, so the shaila is, so it has a use now. Vafilu hochi tohoirim, the girl meikli matches tohoirim. One of the kashas that I said asked on Rashi, because Rashi said that chofi Pesachas tohoirim, so Rashi says, it is useless, worthless. You can't do anything with it. So Taisus asks, that's pshita. So therefore, Taisus learns pshat that this chofen can be used with a Pesachas, but even though you're not kaveyed into the Pesachas, it can be used superficially in the Pesachas. It has a shimush. But this is called goyel mekli matkes. It's not oimed to be used in such a knifen. When you use the chofi, you kevein in the Pesachas. So that's the chiddush of the first halach of the Baraisa. That even though it is usable now, and it has a teiras keli now, m'shutikli matchas ha-mekabel tumen, but since it did not come to its gemar of the gemar of the shimush, so it has a din of goyel mekli matchas, which are not mekabel tumen. Kavon bepaisachas, tmei, shenigmera malachta. Vechein mashme besomuch, the time of mishum, so what is pshat? So then, the chofni is mekabel tumen. Now it's a kli matches that nigma malachta. So fakel the whole kabbalah tumen is because, not because of the Pesachas, because Nafakat the Iker is the Chofi, and if it was set into the Pesachas, so now it was Nigmar Melachtoi, so now it is Mekabel Tum. V'chein Mashme Besomuch, the Taimo Mishum Gmar Meloche, Diktoni V'shel Gal, Af Alpi Shechibrom Ledeles, the mashma mashe kovum ledelis yeshle ligrem tumet. Elo, kivin she'ein lohem paisachas v'chav kavua begal, toi. Let us see the bach. Elo, kivin she'ein lohem paisachas v'av kavua begal, toi. That means like this. Let us first explain how, according to Tosfos, the Loshna Barais is Gevaldigut. We had Tosfos before, there was a chaf that was used for a gal, for a door, and it seems this chaf did not need a Pesachas. This chaf functioned as a bolt of the door without a Pesachas. There was a chaf, that's a big chaf. That's what Tosfos says, chaf gal shehu gadol. Then there's a chaf of a Pesachas, which is used in a lock. And this is a small chaf. So memele, now, in both cases, the chaf is the keli that's mekabel tumah. Fakert, this is the ike keli. This is the kli matres, which is mekabel tumah. Now the whole problem is, before you're mechaberit, sveltach in gmar meloch. So Memele, so Tosfos says as follows. So the Barais is saying that if you have a chaf of a door, af al pi shechibron v'deles v'kovon v'mismorim. So what is the af al pi? That means this is not put there superficially. I was mechaberit l'deles v'kovon v'mismorim. So what should be? So that's gemar meloche. So if it's gemar meloche, I would think that what? that it should be, if it's Gmal Melachis, I would think that what, that it should be Tomei, it should be Mekabel Tomei, Kamash Malam, but there's one Chesaron over here, since the Dallas is Mechubel Karke, so that Guf is a Siba of Tare. Let us go further in the Gemara. Schuchis Kedei Ligrer Boy. Tone, Schuchis Kedei Livtsoya Bo, in the Braise we learned, a different shear it seems, Kedei Livtsoya Bo, Shnei Nimim Ka'achas. Schuchis, Rashi says, Zuchuchis. Al Shem Shesoichin Bo Kori Schuchis. Al Shem Shizaka Kori Schuchis. I think Rashi means, Soichin is a lotion of, you look through it. Yisko, Rashi brings down in, Kir Sochin Biyofia, Soichin, you look through it, it's a lens or something you look through. So that's Kori Schuchis, that's why it's written with a Sama. And since it's Bal Shem Shehi Zaka, it is pure, this could be, this is the lotion of transparent also, Kori Schuchis. But Al Kulponim, so that's why sometimes it's called schuchis, sometimes it's called schuchis, with a samach. Tzroyroi even, kedei lizroik ba'oif. The shir kedei lizroik ba'oif. Rabbi Lezer oimer, omar Rav Yaakov, omar Rav Yochanan, vuhu shemar geshet bo. That means you throw that behemoth, that the behemoth, not you throw that behemoth, the behemoth has to know you threw it at him. So that the behemoth should know that you mean something. V'kamesh shiyuroi, Tanya Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer Mishkol Asora Zuz. You have to have an oven that weighs Asora Zuz. That's me al Picheshben Asora Zuz is around 3 ounces, because Asora Zuz is the weight of 5 shkolim. So that is Be'erich around 3 ounces. So Memela, that's a pretty heavy stone. Zainin ol lebei medrash. Zainin went into the base medrash. It is very interesting. That's the it's brought down. Whenever Chazal mention a name, that means that person was bekoyech to make tchiyas hameisim. Before we heard over here, the Gemara was medik medayik. Mar berei de ravine lebrei. It doesn't say his name. It doesn't say his son's name. Mar, the son of Ravina, told his son. At Hatanomin, Zain Zun Hatanomin. Sure, he had their names, but Chazal didn't mention it. The Zainin, I don't know if he was an Amoira, but he was a Pschoshim. Chazal mentioned his name. Zainin ol lebei midrash. Amalohu Raboisai. Avonim shel beisa kisei shi uron bekam. So now, this is a double shayla. Let us see Rashi. Vushe margeshes habayme betzreel zabakos. So it feels it. Shiuran bekama lishayev aleim. That means, if a person will take out avonim, so the shir of avonim is, that if he has a chshivis, one can do something with avonim. And bisman chazal, there was a shimush of avonim. They were used lekinuach. There wasn't toilet paper around, so avonim were used. Shiyurim bekama lishayev aleim. So it's a shayla and a deraisa. Inami, he's asking a different shayla. Letaltalon bechotza, ulachnison lebeis akise. That one is permitted to be metaltal. We will learn later that they were matar tiltal avonim al tzkovet abriyis. So memele, so there's a, but the heter is how much is necessary. That's tamazet, not a hutra. Whatever is necessary for cover the brius, they will matter. V'idi chad shiurahu. So Rashi says it'll be the same shiur. Whatever is necessary, as a chashivis, they will matter. There'll be a chiyav itzo. The midi dechazilu mechayev alatzo osa. So that was Zainin Shaila. He comes into the base medrash. Amruloi, 3 stones. One kezayis, one keegayis, and one chebeyis. 3 stones. Zogt Rashi, kezayis, keegeis, kebeyeh. Sholosh machnisim lekinuach. Umekaneach zu achel zu. Achas kezayis, viachas keegeis, vachas kebeyeh. Betchil mekaneach pi horei, what is the Bach say? Mekaneach pi anekev, biktan lo serei anidvak shom. Shagdeila peicheses and melachlech svivaisa. And later he uses the other 2 avonim. So they told the Mashiach, Tvi Avonim, and each one has a certain share. Omar Lohus, he says, Raboisai, V'chi Omalu, V'chi Turtoni, Yachnis, he's going to take along a Maznayim, a scale, Yachnis L'Sham, Lishkel, he has to figure out each of them, what's a Kizayis, what's a Dos, it's Tachmeridik. So Mamela, that's not an Eitzer. Yeah. So the Gemara answers, Nimnu v'gomru molei hayad. A handful. Whatever fits in molei hayad, ben shloshen, I feel like dalet v'hei, u ben kulan molei hayad. Whatever you have, a handful of stones are permitted to bring into the Beis HaKiseh. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Kizayis, Ke'egez HaChebeye, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Mishim Oviv, Molei Hayat. Tana Rabona, Gimul Avonim Mekuzolois Muta Lahachnis Lebeis HaKise. Mekuzolois, so Rashi says, Bikuois. We have a girs on the bottom of the Marshal, Mekuzolois Bikurish Belaz, She chadudois ruyes lekinuach. They are sharp. She ruyes lekinuach. So gimul avonim mekuzolis mutalachnis lebeis hakisa. The kamesh yuron, Rami roimer keegois, Rabbi Yehuda roimer kebeis. Omar Rav from Bar Pope, Omar Rav Chizde, kemachleikes kan machleikes beesrei. He says we have. Gimel Avonim, then we have a Machlekes Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda, what the Shia, how big these Avonim are. Rameh says Ke'egoyz, Rabbi Yehuda says Ke'bey, Omer Afram Bapop, Omer Af Chizdek, Machlekes Kan, Kach Machlekes Be'esrig. Esrig, we also have a Machlekes, what the minimum size of an Esrig is, also Machlekes between Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda. Rameh says Ke'egoyz, Rabbi Yehuda says Ke'bey. Frag the Gemore, I don't understand. Hosom Asnisen. That's a Mishnah. The Mishnah is everyone knew. That is a Machloikis, Rab Meir, and Rab Yehuda, the size of an Esrig. So you're saying, you toile the Mishnah and the Bereise? You say, Punfakel. Ella ke Machloikis, Ella ke Machloikis, Be'esrig, Kach Machloikis, Kach. Let us see what the Nafkanin is. Sagt Rashi, Mutalach Nisam, Beseich Taladamis, Oy Bechotzer, Beseich Taladamis, Oy Sereitzo, Pachas bida oiba chotza, dleilitza le tultalino, there's no iser tultalmukza, ke egois, kolachas vachas. Hosa masnisen, blute de esrig masnisen ibe meseche suke, vihi sedure befiya talmidim. Vihi sedure befiya, everyone knows the Mishnais. Vohoche bereis, vish harbi talmidim shloishanu, vuhu toila hayidue bishayna yidue. So he says, Kach machloikis kan. So he says, you're right, you have to say the other way. L'may nafkamine. L'simne ba'alma omre. V'loi tishkach l'gilse de bereise. You shouldn't forget the machloikis and the bereise. V'im tishkechenu, if you'll forget the bereise, tishka mi mishnoscha desrig. You just remember the Mishnah in Esrig, so you'll remember the machloikis of Ramei Rabbi Yehuda by the bereise, by the shir of Davonim. Omar Rav Yehuda, so Shalosh Avoni Mikuzolis is Muta, Avoloyes HaPayis. My Payis, Omar Rav Zeire, Karshini Bavli Yosso. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi Karshini Bavli Yosso, no, Friedrich Rashi. Avoloyes HaPayis, Kamoy Shokol Pises Rigav, Shekoyrin Glishte, which this is a clod of mud. So Memela, the hoyel, so even though it also could look like a mikozolis, but the hoyel umifreche, but since lamaise, it could be, it looks good, but when you start using it, it'll crumble, loichazi likinuach, so Memela basura letilta, karshini bavliyosa, ochi mikri, mishimshe, that's what grows in bubble, mishimshe bubble eretz lachu, vahamachishe malari govim, what comes out of the machishe is clouds of earth. So Mamela, so this is also only Avonim Amuta. Omarove, Anudin. Also Lemashmesh Bitzreir Bishabis, Kederech Shememashmesh Bechir. So Rashi. lemashmeis hanitzrach lefonis. A person is nitzrach lenekovo veinayochel lefonis. He's constipated. Amrina lekamen bepilkin the memashmeis bitzreir beneket vohu niftach. And that is ma'irer the taivus hayitziyah. The kasal kedaiter the koma ubishamish also lemashmeis klal kederch memashmim bechayil. So memele, so one, if one needs to do this b'chayil, it's also b'shabbos. So the Gemara is maskev lo marzutra listakein. So what's the kasha? The omar mar omod achayisim ayvomu dehad roiken. That means if we will be unable lasei srochov, that is a sakone. O mishani, enfa de Gemara kela achar yad. That it's also lemashmis ways lemashmis b'chayil, but kolach yad is muta. Hay kederech the komarove kederech hamemashmis b'chayil b'loishinu mishum asharas nimin. It might be oikir samsaris, but kolach yad. But if he holds it, kolach yad kein oiches tzreir bebeizet poisov shapir domi. Let us see Tosfos. Also l'shamesh lemashmis b'tzreir. Perish bekundus, anitzach lefanais, veinu yochil, also mishum asharas nimi. Vim taime varove bedovo shei miskaven sove kerab shimin, besef perg beiz de beye. So why should it be osir? It's a dovo shei ni miskaven. Chi aigav nepoich lekamel rabi yochil, and also mishum asharas nimi by something else, by acheres, and the gemara is it's a dovo shei ni miskaven. Vyeshloima dohoche bimishmosh tzroyer havi psikreishe. But here it is a psikreisha, so therefore the Gemara asked the kasha that it should be also, that's why it is also, it's also psikreisha. Svasema says a suffix, so what is the eighth of kila'ach yad? You can learn two ways. Could be kila'ach yad, it's ois psikreisha, since he does not have a good grip on the tzroyer, so mamela it's not a psikreisha anymore. Or could be that even though it is a psikreisha, but since he's holding it kila'ach yad, he's making a shinui in the etim plishus and mamela, that's why it is muta. The Rishonim bring down the Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel, which is by us, that it's a different pshat in Gansen. The osa lemashmish hakli lahachlikoi shloyazik loy mishum memachek. Means that the Rabbeinu Chananel seemed to learn pshat that he wants to smoothen out the tzroyer, that it shouldn't be so rough. That the Gemara says it's also not a shayla memachik, and that the Gemara says kolach yad is mutter.